And welcome to 100% Vitality. Julie Renee here, another year younger, feeling very happy to be with you today. So please do sign in, tell me how you're doing, how your vitality is. What's changed for you in the last few weeks? What's new, what's different with your vitality, with your innate energy? Maybe somebody has noticed something about you that's been a wonderful kind of acknowledgement of your shifting up, or maybe you've noticed something about yourself that's shifted that you want to let me know about. We're going to have a wonderful day today. Our fourth and complete class, our completion class for today and for this course on 100% Vitality is about the energy body. And so we're going to be working a little bit with the chakras, the nadis, the aura, the halo. So we're going to do a nice little kind of culmination, tune-up, and really restore the frequency of vitality to those areas. And, of course, if you want to do a deeper level, we do have a class, 100% Energy, that goes one by one into those and really does even a deeper tune-up. But today we have an hour together to work on getting everything a little more sparkly and supporting your body in a really wonderful way. So good morning to Anne and Janice. And Anne says she feels stronger and more potent. Fantastic. So that's awesome. So please do share what's been happening with you, what shifts have been happening. We've got some wonderful classes coming up, and I'd like to recommend a few things to you when we get to the end of our class today. So my good morning from England, and Anne, hello, and Lynette and Tony from Scotland. Fantastic. Well, we'd like to hear your Scottish brogue. Oh, that's your traveling. A girlfriend who has this delightful Scottish brogue. And it's just so darling to listen to her. That was probably more Irish than a Scottish. All right, my dears. I see Mila and Esther and Catherine. Catherine from Wisconsin. Catherine, you were a neighbor when I was growing up. I grew up in Minnesota. I was a Minnesotan. Okay. So let's start with the training today. Okay, and we're going to go into the opening blessing to remove obstacles. Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvigna Kurme Devo Sarva Kayeshu Sarvada Guru Brahma Guru Vishnu Guru Devo Maheshwara Guru Sakshat Parat Brahma Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. It feels good. Okay, so we're going to go through a very short review of the quantum pump and muscle testing. And good morning to Robert. I see you just popped on, or at least your chat came through. So quantum pump, your elbow is down at your waist, and your hand is pumping forward. And it looks like this. And it looks like this. Double pump looks like this. Or like this. And then to do it on your side when you're walking, it looks more like a flutter. You can do this, but you can also just do the flutter. Okay, so that's the quantum pump. Kinesiology, right hand, ring finger, left hand, pointer finger pushing down. You stiff fingers. and it becomes firm. And so when you're telling the truth, it holds. So you're making the finger really stiff, and then you're saying, my name is, and then you say your name. My name is Julie Renee, holds. My name is Bozo the Clown, becomes weak. Kinesiology was defined in 1976 by a chiropractor. And we use it because it's a good way for people to get their information without having to be a clairvoyant reader. So it's a quick review of muscle testing. I know you guys got it, but I understand a few people have joined this week that are new on the last class. Amazing. So we're going to just do a very quick review. Please do, for those of you who are new, please do all of the first, second, and third classes, and you're going to learn a lot. We just spent a lot more time talking about the pump and muscle testing in the first couple classes. All right, my dears. So on we go to our training for this for today. Good morning, Sharon and Victoria. I did that in 90 seconds. All right. All right, so today we're going to be doing the energy for your energetic body, a tune-up, rather, for your energetic body. Energy. Let's put that in here differently. So let's put a tune-up in there. That's what it is. Tune-up. Tune-up for your energetic body, including your chakras and nadis, aura, meridians, golden rings. So the energy body can add such vitality if it's tuned up to 100% and can mysteriously leave you feeling low and sluggish when tuned down or on low. Today we're going to tune you up and give you the steps to staying that way for a long time to come. So the things we're going to be working on again are the chakras and nadis. And of course, the chakras don't actually look like this, but it's one of the universal symbols that people have come to know about the chakras and the symbol of the chakras. But chakras are actually little cone-shaped. The first chakra, which is this root chakra, heads down towards the knees if you were standing up. And it's one. It's an individual one. And then the second chakra comes out the front, just above the pubic bone, and the tailbone goes out the back. And there's an energetic line connecting the two, as well as connecting all the chakras going straight up the body. Chakra one is for survival, and chakra two is sensuality, creativity, and for women, sexuality. Chakra one is sexuality for men. And then chakra three is your will, your power center, the middle of your body, goes out just above the belly button and at waistline out the back, cone-shaped. And it has, on the ends, it has discs spinning. Chakra four comes out just below the sternum, the xiphoid process, kind of that area. And ladies, for you, it's the bra line. Men, just at the bottom of the wings, across in the middle in the spine there. And then that is the heart chakra, obviously. And then five is your communication chakra. And that comes out the bottom of the neck, kind of where that little hollow is. And then the bottom of the neck and back where the little bump, where the spine changes, and there's a little bit of a bump there. And that's your chakra of communication. That fifth chakra actually covers the area of hearing and smelling and tasting, too. So it's kind of like a chalice. It's, you know, it's the whole neck region and also goes into this lower half of the head. Then chakra six, coming out the front and back, is the brow, Ajna chakra, or brow center. It's the third eye, and what they call the seat of the soul, but where the spirit, it energizes where the spirit is connected in. Seventh chakra, this beautiful lotus-like impression on this painting, and I've seen it look that way. It's very lovely, but the structure of it itself is a cone shape. It's a bigger cone going straight up. So it's a single cone going straight up and then many aspects above it. Okay, and then we're going to be looking at the aura. And the aura, in the traditional sense, the aura has seven layers. And so we'll be tuning up the aura. And in the blueprint, we can actually tune up the aura for vitality. So if we find time, which I think we will, we'll be able to go in and work the blueprint and the aura for vitality, really shifting the aura. And then finally, the golden rings and the halo. And this is one simple ring sparkling. But we'll hopefully get some additional rings turned on for people. Typically, they don't really sparkle and shine until you're over the frequency of 700 vibrationally of light and mastery. But we're going to get them sparkling and on for you today. Okay, and I see some comments coming in. Victoria, good morning. And Sharon, good morning. Where is Julie? Hello, everyone. I'm not sure if Maya can see, but in any case, I'm here. All right, my dears. So I'm a little puzzled by Maya's question. Can everybody see and hear me? Could you just respond and say that you can see and hear me? Obviously, I'm showing a slide. So what we're going to do in our initial work with the chakras and nadis, the aura and the halo, is we're going to clear, we're going to do this clearing, amplification, demonic curses, satanic curses, evil spirit curses, bloodline, alien type 3, 7, and 8, holographic inserts, implants, permeations, mechanisms, walk-ins, entities, nanotechnology. Okay, and then, good, I'm glad, Maya. Okay, and then perception, group mind virus, my essence, and meme. So group mind and group mind virus, black magic, curses, timeline agreements, and contracts, and also DNA. So this is what we're going to start with. We're going to start with pumping and clearing the energy body for vitality and these specific things that we're working on in the energy body. Okay, and so we're pumping to do that clearing. Let's see, I think I can get more. There we go. It's funny, when I turn this way, we get the brightness back in the screen. That's funny. All right, and so we're just going to pump for a while. Oh, see if we can trick the screen back to going brighter. No. So we're going to be pumping a little while for clearing those issues. And good. Okay, a couple people responded. You can see and hear me. Okay. And I think I acknowledged Audrey. Hi, Audrey. And Anne can see and hear me, and Mai can see me, and Anne, I can see you. Okay. And so if your computer screen freezes, that would be on your end, and it would just be about the technology being fast enough. So hopefully everybody's technology is fast enough for this. So we're pumping. We can pump for about 17 minutes. We're going to be pumping to clear the obstacles and blocks to vitality in the energy body. And I believe the next thing that we will do is do a guided meditation. Let's see. Let me do this. Oh, and then we'll go into the blueprint for restoring vitality to the aura, and then we'll do a guided meditation to integrate the upgrading and up-leveling of the chakras, aura, and halo. So that'll be our class for today. Okay. Very good. Special thanks to Marisha, who brought, I think, 4 dozen roses for me for my birthday. And she came up all the way from Southern California. I guess her family has a rose business. So very sweet to have roses all over the house. It's wonderful. And they smell wonderful, too. They're very fragrant. Yeah, so I've been looking at some shifts and changes between 100% vitality and essence. I've joined our local rec center, and I'm getting a Pilates evaluation on Friday and starting with them. And also they have a nice social group, so CVAC, I joined CVAC. Seems like I've just been really going for it. I've joined the Sunset Center, and that's a Theater Performing Arts Center and PAC Rep, which is really grassroots theater productions in the area, and gotten tickets from the local theater just like a mile from my house, the Magic Theater, where they do small concerts, solo and quartets and things like that. Been out hiking a lot, and things have really sparkled up quite a bit. I know one of my intentions, since I'm bringing in babies at some point, is to get my vitality back to where it was when I was in my 20s. And it feels really, really good to be aligned with that and taking the action steps needed to restore that kind of youthful vitality and vigor to my body. What about you? What have you been doing? Okay, let's see, Esther. Where is the golden rings and what is it? Oh, okay, so Esther, you must be really new to our group. The golden rings is your halo, and everybody has a halo. It's not really visible until you're over 700, and it goes up into, really, it's part of the quantum pleasure field, as we all are, but it's part of that higher frequency pleasure field that can create miracles. And can brighten you up and sparkle you up and also help with your divine connection. But it is one of the tools you have that you could use for healing others and healing yourself. And mostly they sit dormant until you have mastery and wisdom to use them. But I'm saying that, you know, people in my classes are really working towards that spiritual awakening. And they want it. They want it now. They want their access to all of what they have now. So we turn them on. And then you can work towards those higher frequencies, which we do work on in all our classes. And then, let's see, there's a really, really good explanation in your Divine Human Blueprint, the big book, on what the golden rings are, the spacing, how many rings people have. Most of my students have three dormant rings. In other words, not rings that are somewhat apparent but not visible. And I'm going to say that everybody has at least nine or ten rings. That would be, but they would be so like inactive that you wouldn't even see them. You wouldn't know that they were there. They're part of your blueprint. And then if you're doing a lot of work in groups with healing humanity, you can, as long as you're using the golden rings for good, you can activate more. And so at one point I had I filled like a big stadium full of my golden rings, and I knew I had a lot going on because I was using my rings rather than just acknowledging that the quantum field was available. So I was like just expanding out my rings and expanding my power that way. And you can do that, but you can also there we go, come back to the light. You can also, that is so funny. So you can also keep your energy high and access the quantum field. So it's nice. It's part of our blueprint, part of the workings of this beautiful divine body, and certainly part of your divine self, the golden rings. So at the time that I was filling out a football stadium, how many rings were active? A ridiculous huge number, like 800, that I certainly don't need. Do I still have 800? Oh, I still do. Well, it does, having a larger number of the golden rings on and active allows you to affect great change. I think one of the things that we want to think about in this era, changing era, and we look at was you know, in the old era, there were gurus, and people would have to come to the guru to gain access, whether it was access to the divine or access to their own spiritual awakening or awareness. And so then that was whether it was a guru had guru cords that they sent out to all of their devotees and their followers, and they would cord into people, and they would access the group power and send the power where the guru felt was needed. So there was ego involved with that. There was also, though, in like Catholicism, there was a priest that you had to go through the priest to get your forgiveness and to confess your sins and to, you know, get that absolution and all of that. And in this era, we are stepping into our own God power and God awareness, so that there's no reason for those systems anymore. They will exist for a while. I mean, those systems aren't going to go away. So there will be people who carry sacred information and have power. But I just want to say that what I've noticed is that the way that, you know, in the patriarchal era, we came out of domination, suppression, control. And so those systems come out of the patriarchal era. And those systems then have wired into it the domination, suppression, control. And so who would have the power and who would have access, which was always set up that there would be one that had the power and everyone had to come to one. And now, in this era, which you all know, but I'm just kind of saying, stating the obvious, we all have power. We don't have to go to someone to be forgiven or healed. I mean, it's fine to do that, but to just know that you come fully equipped and your systems are completely designed for you to have full access to your divine self and divinity. And then I was looking this morning, and I think that's what was coming up for me, was that we are so powerful when we're doing, we're all committed to a process, but that's not someone courting to us, that's everyone consciously with their mind and with their heart choosing. Like on Friday, we did an Earth Day, a clearing of the earth. And what I got was we had cleared around 42% of the earth. So thank you for all of you who were on the call live. That really, really made a difference. And we're going to do a second installment of that. We might get to zero at that point, but we cleared down about 3 miles into the earth for a good portion of the earth, 42%. And I, in myself, it would take me a very, very long time to clear the earth. And having 1,500 people working on it, I think there were over 500 live people, maybe somewhere between what we had, where we had a record of somebody, I think there was 512 people. But I'm guessing that people that were sharing a phone line or sharing the computer screens, we probably had more like 550 or 600 people. And then we had people get the replay. So you think, so there's power in each individual deciding to be part of a group and to having that attachment, an attachment in a good way, having the commitment for transforming and healing the earth, you know, activating the quantum field and removing the curses. Yeah. So thank you for those who helped. I am absolutely thrilled with the results. And I'm thinking we're going to be able to get it clear in one or two more times. If we have a really big showing on Monday, we should be able to get it done on Monday. And if not, we'll do a third clearing. So Monday at noon, we just got that set up. We'll be sending out an invitation and links in a day or so. I think we sent out a little announcement this morning, maybe, or maybe yesterday. So very good. Everybody pumping, pumping, pumping. You guys are quiet this morning. I guess you're all blissed out and happy. It's like a Monday morning on Tuesday morning. Holy smokes. just keep pumping. Let me go back to the screen here so you can take a quick review of what we're clearing. And thank you for that question, Esther. I appreciate it. Okay, and Margaret is asking, so alien type 3, 7, and 8, do we do quantum pump, doorknob, or chopping? Margaret, why don't you just, why don't we all just do quantum pump right now? But if you want to know specifically, like if you're going for it by yourself, you're going for it with me, so you're going to have more power with your quantum pump if we do it. Just you can do the quantum pump. But type 3 is doorknob, and type 7 is doorknob, and type 8 is doorknob. So all of those are doorknob. So when you're doing it on your own, you would do doorknob. But when you're doing it with me as a group, you can just do quantum pump. Oh, you're welcome, Esther. Thank you. Thanks for asking. And like I said, if you really want to dig into all of the aspects of the golden rings and the chakras, I probably have defined it better than anyone has ever in humanity's history. So, you know, you can get your Divine Human Blueprint has it mapped out really well, and also the 100% energy, which is coming up a little later in the year. Is a really spectacular class to learn the ins and outs of the energy body. It's coming up in September, the 15th, 22nd, and 29th. We got about 3 minutes left of pumping. while we have another minute or two of pumping, let's talk a little bit about the nadis. So the chakras, there are seven main body chakras, and as I was looking into the chakras, I could see that there were three below the body, and there were quite a few above the body. What I've mapped out, I can see about 17 above the body. So, you know, there's quite a few that are not just funding the body, but above and below the body. The nadis are mini chakras, and they're throughout the body. They're inside the body. So they're little energy circuits in the body, fueling the glands, the organs, the systems, and there are a lot of them. And somewhere around 276 nadis, the nadis are mapped out in the yogic tradition, so East Indian tradition, and where they are and what they do. Esther, everybody has curses, so you can just know that you have curses. And but when you're testing for something, when you're clearing something specific, then you can just ask, do I have a curse? And let's look at that while we have another minute or so. Then I'm going to go into the blueprint, and then I'll come back. Actually, this is probably the time to answer questions, because we're going to do some things that I'm quiet. So let's see. Let's go back here. These curses up here are in the field of amplification. Evil spirit curses are the ones that we think of as somebody really cursing you, just saying really deliberately, making a curse. So that's an evil spirit curse. A satanic curse is more like Saturn energy, so it's chaotic, destructive energy. And a demonic curse is from the demonic energies and usually has a person also involved with the demonic curse. Black magic is what you say against yourself, so that's a kind of curse too, like, oh, I can never lose weight, or I always feel crummy. That's a curse in itself, and that's black magic. And then curses in this area, perception, are what people say to you. So I'm really angry with you. I'm so upset with you. You're awful. That's in this category in perception. And you can just muscle test to see where the problem energy is. Yeah, Tony, you know, I think you could be tapping your foot, and that's quantum pumping. So that might be a way to, you know, integrate the quantum energy just by tapping one of your feet, crossing your legs and tapping your right or left foot. Or, let's see, it's a little bit harder. You can do it, I think. Yeah, you can do it just feet on the floor and having the foot go up and down. So tapping feet is also quantum pumping if you intend for it. Okay, next step we're going to do, go into the quantum field. This is a tune-up for restoring vitality in the aura. And as you remember, when I go into the quantum field, I'll be a little quiet for a few minutes. There's nothing wrong, just making some adjustments to what was altered or downgraded in the blueprint itself. So I'm going into the human blueprint, the divine human blueprint, and I'm changing the circumstances for all of humanity, and specifically, you guys will definitely get the benefit of it. So that is our next step, and I think this is going to take about 8 minutes. So please hold the energy high, and you can pump to just support the energy. And again, what I'm doing is I'm bringing and restoring vitality to the aura and your auric field. And I'm doing it by correcting problems in the blueprint. Okay. Coming back here. Yeah, let me know how that was for you. I was in there a little longer than expected. I found three archons and some blueprint anchors that we haven't defined before, because we've been defining anchors from the physical body. Let me get my spirit back a little more. Yeah, that's better. Okay, so I removed the three archons that were kind of standing in the blueprint holding the vitality issue down. And you'll notice that how many of you, the reason you took the vitality class is that it seems like everybody's fatigued and exhausted, they're out of balance, and they believe in the aging concept because they have so much fatigue in their body. And I'm just looking at that. This is part of what I think we're getting, like that sense of rapid aging, is because the blueprint is malfunctioning with the field supporting us should be brighter. And so that's what we were working on. We were working on the auric field. But then I was looking at the vitality settings in general overall in the blueprint. And there were some anchors and some spiritual parasites. That obviously the archons were the ones, because they seem to have found their way into the blueprint and messed it up in a bunch of ways. So I haven't seen other types in the blueprint itself. That's the archons are the ones who have been making a muck. So it's good we went in and did that tune-up. So how did that feel? Did you notice anything different? Were any of you watching what was happening? So I'd love to hear from you how that was for you. And then we'll be going on in just like 1 minute. We're going to go on to the meditation. I'm just feeling all of me coming back from the blueprint, and it's taking a little bit of time. I guess they all have. I'm constantly sighing from Esther. Okay. Okay. I didn't notice a shift upward. Oh, I did notice a shift upward into more light. Oh, good, Audrey. Uh-huh. Good. Okay. So we're going to go into the activations, and we're going to do the activations in a meditation. So that's our next step for today, and it'll be our completion process. And we'll be activating the aura, the chakras, the golden rings, and the nadis. All right, so breathing in and out. And as you breathe in positive energy. And as you breathe out negativity, worry, and concern. Breathing in and out. Send a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release the excess energy in the body. Breathing in and out. Male bodies with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, tall in the center, from your testicles to the center of the earth. Set your male body on release, release competition, aggression, and female control energy. Female bodies with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center from each of the ovaries, which sit very low. They're just above where the legs attach to the torso, down through the perineum and down to the center of the earth. Set the right and left ovary on release and release all the healing projects that you have going on. which sometimes ends up being control energy in their space, or you get their energy in your body. So let's release that. Beautiful. And then going up to the adrenals that sit on the right and left side of the upper, like the waistline, 2 inches off the spine, an inch up from the waistline, grounding the adrenals down through the perineum and down to the center of the earth, setting the adrenals on release and releasing the adrenals, the fight or flight. And then going up to the center of the head and clearing the center of the head, opening out a trap door out the back of the head, and let's just whoosh, take a spiritual fire hose and wash out. And then when the center of the head is washed out, you've washed out looping thoughts, worries, concerns, cobwebs, so your golden temple of silence is serene and at peace, I want you to sit in the center of your head on a throne, and in front of you put a view screen, and you can make it like a theater stage or like a big fancy computer screen, whatever you'd like. Like to pull your aura into 18 inches around your body, opening your feet to earth energy, running earth energy up through your feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. Bringing cosmic energy into the back of the head, 1 inch up before the spine meets the skull. Bring it down into your neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, through the hands, wrists, and out the fingertips. Bringing more of that cosmic energy down through your back channels, all the way down into your hips, looping up through the pelvic cradle, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. And sitting in the center of your head, looking at your view screen, we're going to look at a few different things. So first of all, we're going to look at the layers of the aura, the 7 layers of the aura. We're going to put a golden vacuum cleaner at the top of your head, and we're going to clean out the aura. And just notice how we're tuning up to vitality as we're vacuuming out the dust bunnies and fuzzballs that have been there. We're raising the frequency of your auric field now. And that vacuum cleaner is just spiraling around, cleaning up everything in all 7 layers. And we're at the same time raising the frequency of the aura. Now that the blueprint is at the higher frequency for the aura, a frequency of vitality, it's easy to start shifting the vitality field up and really feeling that pleasure field much greater in your own experience. From what's coming out of you is now the pleasure field also, not just coming into you, but also what's coming out of you. And notice how you can expand the aura 18 feet out, and you can pull the aura into 18 inches around your body. Or you can even pull your aura all the way to your skin. So just notice how you can really move the aura around and use it for your best advantage. When you're with lots of people, it's best to pull your aura close to you so that you're not picking up all of their stuff. And sometimes people do the opposite. They expand their aura out into lots of people. But that means, I know it helps some people understand their space better. They feel safer when they're getting into everybody else's energy and reading their fields that way. But truth be told, is it really does run amok with your own aura. So when you're out in public with lots of people, you can pull your aura into 18 inches around your body and do very well. All right, we're going to activate the 7 chakras, the body chakras. starting with the first at the perineum and just seeing that on and spinning. And then the second out the front pubic bone and out the back. And we're seeing it on and spinning and going to 100% as we do this activation. So the vitality and joy are returning. And as we're tuning up and turning on the seven chakras, we're also tuning up the nadis that are coming on. The nadis are the tiny little chakras. So those are also coming on at the same time. And it's kind of like, touching the garage door opener and it comes automatically on. We're going to touch the garage door opener for the chakras and they're all going to be coming on simultaneously. So they're all coming on. And seeing the third chakra well in front and back, coming up to 100%, and the heart 100%, the neck chakra, throat chakra 100% at the base of the neck, in front and back, the sixth chakra in front and back, out the brow and out the back of the center of the head, and then the crown chakra at the top of the head, that beautiful lotus at the top of your head. Activating your golden rings now and seeing the golden rings lighting up. And we're going boom, 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 and you can just see 1, 2, 3, the golden rings are starting to really sparkle and shine, and they're coming on and lighting up. And just breathing deeply, feeling wonderful in this energized, vibrant body, a body that now has more ability to enjoy the vitality that comes from the energy body, that pure vitality that comes from the energy body. I'm just staying with this vitality and noticing the energy body, the nadis, the chakras, the aura, the golden rings, everything brighter, more sparkly. You might feel some tingles at the surface of the skin. And I want you to now really feel your body. You've been sitting in your throne in your center of head. I want you to feel your spirit really filling out all the way fingers and toes, legs and arms, torso, neck and head, really feeling yourself filling out. And then filling out like a spirit, stretching inside your body, so just to the outer edge of your skin, all the way through. Do a big spirit stretch. I'm breathing in and out deeply, coming back into the room. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this activation is complete. May the entire world be filled with vitality, energy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it. And welcome back. So how was that for you? Did you feel your chakras lighting up? Did you feel your aura start to really feel more sparkly? I did notice some of the comments about it feeling more difficult, and you're absolutely right. When I went into the blueprint, I was met by the archons and some anchors and things that they had attached in. And there's a lot of freedom coming from the shifts that we're making, and certainly there are some beings. I haven't seen them there before, so probably because we're shifting up so many things. I'm double-checking that what we do is permanent, and so that's even your comments about it feeling a little more difficult this time are accurate. So I just want you to feel validated, and we were successful. We were successful at shifting the aura up to 100%. And sometimes it's going to feel amazing. And sometimes when I'm in the process of working with the blueprints, sometimes it's going to feel like, there's like going through seaweed or muck, you know. But we did it. We were successful. Oh, good. You're welcome, Victoria. All right. So please do share. I'll be in the chat box for a few minutes. Would love to hear how the meditation experience was for you or what breakthroughs you've had during this 4 weeks. I want to just remind you, just make a couple announcements. The apprentice program is coming up. Should have everything. Actually, we're finalizing things today, so you should be seeing stuff on the apprentice program very soon. Your Year of Miracles also is ongoing for a year. The classes I wanted to recommend to you, for those of you that want to continue on, 100% Bliss, the Happiness Factor, please check that out. That's going to be amazing. 100% You gives you the foundation of the blueprint. I think that will be wonderful. Your Light Body would be another one to keep expanding on what we've been working on. And Earth Day Part 2 is this Monday. Many, many wonderful classes. Brilliant Brain coming up in June is brain regeneration. Grow Younger Cell Regeneration Made Easy. We already have over 300 students in that class, so that's a very, very popular class here. All right, my dears, I love you. God bless you. Stay in touch. Let me know what's going on with you. I'll be in the chat box, so I'm looking forward to seeing your comments. Okay, lots of love.
The moderator has left the conference.